73. The founding of Carolina. The planting of New Jersey was not the only colonial venture of Carteret and Berkeley. With Lord Chancellor Clarendon and other noblemen, they obtained from Charles land in southern Virginia, extending southward into Spanish Florida. This great territory was named Carolina. 74. The Carolina Colonists. In 1663, when the Carolina Charter was granted, there were a few settlers living in the northern part of the colony. Other colonists came from outside, mainly from the Barbados, and settled on the Cape Fear River. In this way was formed a colony in northern Carolina. But the most important settlement was in the southern part of the province at Charleston. South Carolina at once became prosperous. This was due to the fact that the soil and the climate of that region were well suited to the cultivation of rice. The rice swamps brought riches to the planters. They also compelled the employment of large numbers of Negro slaves. Before long, indeed, there were more Negroes than whites in South Carolina. In this way, there grew up two distinct centers of colonial life in the province. 75. Bacon's Rebellion, 1676. By this time, the Virginians had become very discontented. There had been no election to the Colonial Assembly since 1660, and Governor Berkeley was very tyrannical. The Virginians also wanted more churches and more schools. To add to these causes of discontent, the Indians now attacked the settlers, and Berkeley seemed to take very little interest in protecting the Virginians. Led by Nathaniel Bacon, the colonists marched to Jamestown and demanded authority to go against the Indians. Berkeley gave Bacon a commission, but as soon as Bacon left Jamestown on his expedition, Berkeley declared that he was a rebel. Bacon returned, and Berkeley fled. Bacon marched against the Indians again, and Berkeley came back, and so the rebellion went on until Bacon died. Berkeley then captured the other leaders, one after another, and hanged them. But when he returned to England, Charles II turned his back to him, saying, "The old fool has killed more men in Virginia than I for the murder of my father." 76. Virginia after Bacon's Rebellion. The Virginians were now handed over to a set of greedy governors. Some of them came to America to make their fortunes, but some of them were governors whom the people of other colonies would not have. The only event of importance in the history of the colony during the next 25 years was the founding of William and Mary College, 1691, at Williamsburg. It was the second oldest college in the English colonies.